What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome to the podcast, Taylor.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me. Guys, how fucking funny is Michael Clark and Karl Stefanovic punching on in Noosa?
Yeah, Luke talked about this last night at the show.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. Just two celebrity bogans.
Do you know?
Just yelling at each other.
Why was Carl there?
He lives there. They both live in Noosa. Right. So they both have properties in Noosa. When you're rich, you live everywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently.
What was it over?
Apparently, Michael Clark fucked Karl Stefanovic's missus.
Oh.
And then confronted him about it.
Who got punched? What happened?
Michael Clark got hit by his missus.
Right.
Right, so she was obviously getting angry at him, and then Karl Stefanovic was getting angry. And then they were both, like, the footage looks like it was filmed on, like, a potato, but it's, you can just hear, like, two people going, like, oh, I swear on me life, mate. I swear on me daughter's life. I didn't touch her. And then Karl going, like, I'll fucking smash you, mate. and then they're also millionaires.
Yeah. Nothing to lose.
Nah, that's fucking hilarious.
Poor cunts. You can't do anything without being filmed nowadays.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary. I would have loved to have been around where there wasn't security cameras.
Yeah, you get away with so much shit.
Lived in the 70s or something.
Well,
where
that was Newcastle before all the fucking, like, you had to scan
your
ideas.
Yeah, it was like 2014.
Yeah, people were just getting punched in the head in the street.
Yeah.
Like,
the good old
around
days.
Here.
Yeah.
Finnegan's was fucked.
Yeah.
It's still fucked.
Yeah.
There was like drink spiking allegations the other week.
Still.
My missus was trying to get me to go there. I'm like, I'm not fucking going there. And then this article came out that they're like drink spiking.
Yeah.
Okay. You still want to go? It'll be a good time.
Spiking. A young local man, Ethan Bentley, is being gang raped in the bathroom.
Yeah. That would be my luck. I'll get spiked.
Yeah.
And fingered.
Yeah.
And she'll
with any luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then kicked out for being drunk and disorderly.
Yeah. Start spiking yourself. See what happens.
So you're new to Newcastle.
I am new to Newcastle, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you liking it?
I love it. I love Nui. Yeah. My dad's from here, so my parents got divorced when I was young, so I spent like every school holidays for like my whole childhood up here. So like, I've always loved Newcastle, and then just decided I wanted to leave Canberra. Again, I left before, and then I came back. But,
fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, so I decided I wanted to leave Canberra and just sort of started applying for bulk jobs up here in Newcastle, and then happened to just get the best one that I applied for. So
that's
been
dude.
Sick. I love it up here. I don't have any plans on leaving anytime soon.
No, not with the club and everything kicking off.
No. This club is the best place that I've done stand-up, I think.
Yeah, me too.
And I've done stand-up like down in Melbourne and across over in Adelaide and stuff, and there are some like big rooms in there that everyone like talks about, but like when you come here, this puts on like just the best shows, I think.
Yeah.
Like
I've heard that from many sources.
Yeah. It feels like an actual club.
Yeah.
Because it is an actual club.
It is. Yeah.
So
it's
like,
not like some janky fucking pub that's been converted into a room or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's not some cafe where like two of the three owners actually want it to happen and the other one's not on board, so the shows are kind of shit.
Yeah.
This is actually like nothing happens in here except for comedy, and I think that's why it's so good.
Well, let's get straight into it. Why I was like, because we're going to get you on anyway, but like after last week, I was like, we definitely have to fucking get him on now. Like, that is so good.
Yeah.
So I'll say that.
Let's back it up a little bit.
Yeah.
There was a little back and forth on last week's podcast between you and Ethan. You were talking some smack.
Oh, talking mad shit about sets from the previous week. Yeah. We both did fine. It was
We both did fine. You definitely think that you did worse than you did.
Yeah, I listened back to it. It wasn't as bad as I thought.
It was pretty good. It's always just hard going first of the night. That's
Fridays
why most
are just
people
weird.
Don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Fridays are just fucking weird.
Yeah.
But like last night, Friday, it was packed in here. It was at capacity.
Yeah.
And it was fucking as good as any Saturday.
Yeah.
That's gone off. That we're into it.
Yeah.
It's the best Friday I've seen here so far. So yeah. But anyway, that was last week. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And then the Saturday. It was the Saturday. Yeah. Yeah. So I did a set on the Saturday. It went better than Friday, I thought. I was fucking feeling way better. because I think Friday I was still a bit rusty. But anyway, I do my set and I'm like, fuck, I'm not working behind the bar. So I'm like, I'll just go out, just go chill out at the ticket desk, grab a seat and just fucking relax for a bit. And Taylor's on stage and he's fucking ripping it up too. He's having a fucking good set. Everyone's loving it. Well, not everyone.
Not 99% of people were loving it. 99% of people were loving it. Can't win them all, mate. You can't win them all.
Which is what you want, ideally. Yeah. I don't want everyone. Fucking.
I feel like if you do comedy that everyone loves, it's
comedy. It's shit comedy. Yeah. You've got to, like, you need a bit of danger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For you, to keep you excited and engaged. And then for the crowd also.
Yeah.
Because, you know. Yeah. So what happened?
What happened, Ethan?
You tell us what happened.
Well, I didn't know what was happening until after I'd gotten off stage. Right.
So yeah, because you can't see up here as well. Because
I still had a half a set to go.
Yeah, he was still going. Did you see him walk?
Nah.
Because the lights and shit in your face. You can't see
You can only see the first two rows.
Yeah. All right, so I'm sitting out the back and then just this dude comes out and he's just like, this is fucking so offensive. Like, I can't believe this shit. And I'm like, yeah, at a comedy club. Who would have thought? But someone might say something that's a bit fucking not politically correct. Anyway, so he's like, I just can't believe that he'd like make fun of gay people. I'm like, he's not making fun of gay people. Like, did you hear the joke?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I heard it. He said it like 3 times. He was making fun of gay people. He's like, do you agree with this sort of stuff? And I'm like, why are you fucking dragging me into this? Like, why is it up to me whether I agree or not? I'm just like, and I just didn't even answer his question. And I'm like, look, mate, you're doing the right thing. If you're not happy, just walk out.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best thing you can do.
Yeah, definitely.
If you don't agree with it, fucking fuck off. And by the way, no refunds because you've already sat through half the show.
Yeah. Also, fuck you. You're a bitch.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, he was. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Bit of a queer.
He's a bitch.
Yeah, he was. Fuck him. He was being a bit of a diva.
He was being a bit of a bottom about the whole situation.
Yeah, he's been a fucking bitch.
Yeah. Just being a snarky little bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's like, I'm fucking gonna cause a scene.
Perfect.
And I'm like,
do it.
I'm like, you don't want to do that. And he's like, no, I'm gonna fucking do it. I'm like, well, this is a venue that serves alcohol, and technically, if you're asked to leave and you don't, and I have to call the police, it's a $550 on the spot fine.
Yeah.
So if you want to cause a scene, like, we can go down that road if you want. And he's like, call the police. Why don't you call them? It's like discrimination. Like, you're not allowed to say that stuff. And I'm like, it's not discrimination, fucking idiot.
It's man. I was like, dude, he's really been an F word, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely being a fucking faggot.
So I was like, look, man.
You're not allowed to call them faggots until they do shit like that.
Yeah.
I think it's okay for you to say it. Because then you're not being gay. You're being a faggot.
Yeah, exactly. It's a different,
huge difference.
Yeah. He could have been straight as an arrow.
Oh, yeah.
He's still being a faggot.
Dude, straight people are faggots all of the time, dude. We know Bradley Bishop, dude. I love you, Brad.
Throwing your boy under the bus. I'm clipping that one. Oh, we are going to Podcast Wars.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's like, I know the law and I'm going to call the police. I'm like, go right ahead, but you're going to get a fine. I'm like, if you call the police and you've been told to leave, you're going to get a fine. It's $550 bucks. And he's like, oh, I'll just go then.
$500 for being drunk and disorderly.
I'm
going to
call the police because someone on stage said something I don't agree with.
Yeah.
Oh, I misinterpreted.
Yeah.
So, like, that was the most frustrating thing because I came off stage and I went outside. Everyone was, like, you know, saying, you know, good set, whatever. So I felt good about it because I had a good one. And then I went out the back because I have to walk straight out there because it's 1,000 degrees.
Yeah,
so
hot.
To at least go out there. There's a bit of airflow. So I went out there and I was, like, sort of standing towards the top of the stairs near the bathroom. And that the guy, he, like, yelled something at me.
Yeah, he was, like, halfway walking out.
Yeah, but I couldn't hear him. So, like, I just automatically assume, like, I just do the, like, oh, yeah, thanks, man. Like, because usually it's people saying, so I went, oh, thanks, man, have a good night. And then he goes, no. 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 That was offensive, mate. That was fucking bullshit. And I was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then he's like, no, you can't say that shit, mate. How dare you? As a gay man who grew up here in Newcastle, don't know what geography has to do with it.
Yeah.
But like, you can grow up anywhere.
As opposed to someone, a gay dude who grew up in Sydney. So,
well, you think you're better than a gay dude who grew up in Canberra or something? Fucking...
I wouldn't be like, that's discrimination.
You grew up near water, so you're a better faggot? What's going on here, dude? Yeah, and then he was like, no, you can't say. And then he was like, and you said that because you mean that they're like both negative things. So like being an SJ is like only just better. And like, all, and so they're both negative things. And I'm just sitting there going like, that's clearly not what I said or what I meant. And it's crazy that you're like the first person out of hundreds of people I've told this joke to now that has actually come up and said something.
Yeah.
And you're the second or third person who's been gay that's actually talked to me about it. The other two are like, that's very funny.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously better to be gay than an SJ.
Yeah.
Obviously. It's fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a clear cut thing.
Yeah.
So it was just like, I was trying to explain to him. And he was just like, he just wouldn't hear it. He was just getting up here. And then I was like, yeah, whatever, mate. Like, have a good night. Like, and then I was just like, you know, like, I'm sorry that you feel that way. And then he was like, oh, so you're not sorry for it? And I was just like, obviously not, dude. You're being a
I'm
faggot.
Not, yeah.
If anything, you're giving us a reason for this joke to be the way you want it to be.
Yeah,
if anything, you're making me reword this joke to be like, fucking. But it was just so annoying. And then it, like, it bugs you for, like, the next... couple days.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh,
because that's the thing of like, you guys would know too, is like, you can make 100 people laugh, but if there's one person that's just not having a good time, you think about that person for like a day.
Yeah,
and you're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? That was very funny, obviously.
The woman who sighed during my set in North Sydney. Fucking think about that at least once a week. At least once a week. I'm like, that fucking
what type
cunt.
Of sigh was it? Like obviously audible. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, because it's like, it's not like a, it's like a condescending, like, I'm better than you.
Yeah,
yeah, it is. I think that's worse than someone yelling out your shit.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know.
I would rather someone.
I'd much rather that
set.
Because I'd just be like, yeah, I know. Can you see how this set's going?
Because then everyone else around you can at least be like, this person was just being an asshole.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Someone's just like, you can't be like, no.
No, did you just sigh at me? Everyone heard it. Like, you can't go off at someone because they sighed.
Yeah, you can't.
I just remember looking at her and, like, you know, you get that moment where you're about to fucking go off on someone.
All the time.
It feels like that jump. It comes from your stomach. I was like, that came out. It's like pure anger and hatred. And I was like, no, this was the spot that Legacy gave me. So I'll be good. Yeah. Fuck you, Legacy. Give me that fucking...
That's really good that you're able to do that, man, because I think one of my worst things about my whole, like, stand-up is that when I do get heckled, I definitely always go way too hard or way too aggressive, like, straight away.
Too fast.
Yeah. And then the rest of the crowd is just off me, and I spend the next rest of my set trying to win them back.
Yeah.
Because I fucking yelled at someone for saying one thing instead of just laughing it off.
Yeah. On Wednesday, there was that guy heckling Mitch. He heckled Mitch, and then Mitch got him. And then I fucking said something about him as well. And I was like, the way I feel that you should go about it is just attack them immediately. Like, your first joke, if you can get, even if they haven't said anything during your set, just remind them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Mitch Garling did a fucking great thing on Wednesday, because there was a dude, he wasn't really heckling, he was kind of just like, just being a cool guy in the crowd.
Oh yeah.
And he yelled something out.
Sleeveless dude.
Yeah. And Mitch is just like, he's like, oh yeah. And he's like, no, it's all right. You got one. Just wait. He'll say something stupid.
Yeah, I'll get him eventually.
He just gave him enough rope to hang himself.
Yeah, and then
eventually
the guy did,
and he just fucking teed off on him.
Yeah,
he got him good too. He's like, obviously, I knew you couldn't fucking help yourself, dude.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, you were obviously just like, I better say something, otherwise they won't know I'm a sick cunt.
Yeah.
And then everyone laughed at him, and it's just like, well, I don't have any sleeves, so they also kind of know.
Yeah. Like, so good, man.
He looked so embarrassed. All his friends were laughing
dude.
At him.
I saw that look on Mitch's face. I was like, oh no. Because Mitch is like, he's one of the nicest dudes
he's
ever.
A great
like,
guy.
You look at his like social media, and it's all like lovely things about like his dad or his daughter and like about film school. It's like, but if you fuck around.
When he's on stage, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's his job.
Yeah.
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 You know when he starts pulling his shirt? He's yeah. like, oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
He's just trying to air out his body, yeah. dude. Yeah, he's getting like, heated.
I'm, yeah. getting, I'm cooling off. Yeah. I'm getting ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, just quickly on that thing, though, before, it's like, I also don't want to be, I'm not like one of those comedians that's like, oh, man, I'm fucking on the edge, mate. If you yeah. fucking don't like it, then fuck you. Like, I'm not trying to, like, no. go up there and do, I'm not trying to be fucking Isaac Fagerfield, dude. I'm not trying to fucking make, I'm not trying to make fucking D-grade humor that's yeah. also just mainly offensive. Like, I want everyone to have a good time. So, like, when yeah. someone deliberately tries to obviously not even understand where I was coming from, because what he said to me, I was yeah. just like you even saw before, like he clearly didn't make fun of them. Like it's clearly not making fun of like gay people.
No, he walked in. He walked in and was like, "Any homophobic jokes that I hear, I'm gonna say something." Mm. Like he, that was a conscious decision before he walked in.
Yes,
there, you'll see people like that all the time,
And I'll let yeah. every single other offensive joke about anyone that isn't me yeah, slide.
Like, just, yeah,
there was Asian voices, stuff like jokes about like women being fucking dumb bitches, basically.
Yeah,
all of that was completely fine. But then as soon as it came around to him, no, that's not funny anymore.
It's, yeah.
People like that, I'm just like, pick a fucking side, dude.
Yeah.
You're either offensive jokes are bad or these are jokes, let's chill out. You don't yeah. get to like cherry pick. It's like one or the other.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, like you said before, like coming into a comedy club, you have to know, dude. You have to know. It's kind of like, it's like swimming in the ocean. Mm. You swim in the ocean knowing there's sharks in there.
Yeah.
There could be sharks in there that could eat me. But 99.99% of the time you go into the ocean, it's fine. You have a sick swim. You yeah. come into a comedy club, there might be jokes in there that you don't like, but 99% of the time it's not going to be. But you go in there anyway and you like accept that like that's like a part of going in. You don't get to just go in there and then a shark eats you and then be like, this is fucking offensive that this shark made jokes about you. You can't, you know what I mean?
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
But it's a club for adults and those people are like, they're children in a way. Yeah. They're just like, words offend you? Like, really? What the fuck?
They are children.
I've seen some of the stuff they're teaching at school, like self-affirmation stuff, like my feelings matter. Yeah, and it's like, you're missing the second part of that. Your feelings matter, but not at the expense of everyone else.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Like, that's what the kids hear. Oh, yeah, my feelings matter, so I can just fucking carry on.
Yeah, for sure, dude. It's getting bad in those schools too, because I was a teacher's aide for 6 years.
Yeah.
Like, my recent job before I got the job up here. And I was studying. I went to university to be a teacher. Like, I was 2 years into a uni degree before, like, I eventually was just like, I don't want to do this anymore, because I worked in schools to, like, see what it was like. Because in placement, they don't fucking show you what it's really like. They're just trying to convince you to come. It's like going to North Korea. Like, you only see what they want you to see.
Yeah.
So when you actually work in there, you go and find the secret teacher smoko and they're fucking, just got a fucking trade. And
you're
like, they're all fucking wigging out, dude. Like, teachers who have been teachers for like 20 years and they're just like, don't do it, mate. Don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
And they're exactly the same, dude. They're like teaching little boys to like be girls, basically. So they're like they don't teach them to control their emotions. They could teach them to express them, but they're like six-year-old boys.
But what's fucked about that is they're like, express your emotions. Anger's a fucking emotion.
100%.
And they're like, nah, not that one.
Not that one.
Not
that's
that one.
That's a dirty man emotion.
That's a man emotion. That's toxic. That's toxic. You can't express anger. And it's like, you got all these little kids that are fucking just pushing down that anger. There's got to be so many psychos walking around in 10 years.
And what the thing that they don't realize too is that there's also just like a lot of kids who instinctively take advantage of that mindset. So, like, they know that these other kids aren't going to do anything physical back. They're just going to go to the teacher. They know that the teacher's going to fucking do nothing, because teachers never do anything.
No, they don't want to get involved.
No, I got in trouble, actually. I had to have a meeting with the principal because there was a kid who was, like, getting bullied by, like, another kid, and he just kept constantly telling the teacher, nothing happened. And this thing went on for, like, a term. And then he was, like, crying and stuff, so I went to go, like, console him and go outside and kick the footy around just to...
I thought you were going
to
say kick the shit out of him.
He's been a pussy, so I fucked him up.
And then he was just like, you know, I don't know why they keep doing it. I don't want them to do it. And I was just like, do you know how to punch? And he was like, automatically his eyes looked at me like, oh. Yeah, I know how to punch. And I was just like, look, teacher's not doing anything. I didn't tell you this, okay? But next time that this kid tries to do anything, ball your fist up and as hard as you can hit this kid in the mouth.
Yeah.
And then, like, literally an hour or so later, this kid, like, walked from the other side of the room, got out of his desk, walked in front of the teacher to the other kid who is bullying. The teacher's going, excuse me. Oh, I won't say his name, but...
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, don't... Go sit down. You have to sit down. You have to sit down.
Yeah.
And this kid, like, walked over. Before he even got to his desk, this kid just got up and just boom and just fucking the worst punch you've ever seen ever do. It was like the first punch
but
this kid has
matter.
Ever thrown.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's the act, dude.
Yeah.
It just boom, whacked him. And this kid, like, stumbled back.
Yeah.
Started crying, dude.
Yeah.
Started crying.
Perfect.
And then they were like, whatever. Then they were like, this kid obviously had to go to the principal's office. But then the kid fucking
ran
him
out.
He ran him out.
You're like, first of all,
I didn't
say
do it. I was like,
in the middle of the class in front of the teacher.
Yeah,
you need to be more specific.
He was like, and then
do it on the playground.
Yeah, and then she was like, you know, Taylor, you can't, what do you think you are, like, saying all this stuff? And I was just like, look, this is clearly not working. This kid's been getting bullied for a fucking semester.
Yeah.
And you guys have done nothing about it.
Yeah.
You're treating these young boys like girls. You're raising them to be girls. And, like, I'm not trying to be fucking derogatory or anything, miss, but, like, you're saying these little boys need to be girls. They're not fucking girls. They deal with things way in such a different way. They feel things in such a different way. Like, you have to... And also, too, you have to let boys fight when they're young. You got to let, like, young kids, like, learn that they're not made out of glass.
Yeah.
They're going to be fine.
And unless also, they get out, there's fucking consequences for being a little
for
cunt.
Being a cunt. Yes, absolutely, dude.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We've all seen it, dude. Dude who just didn't get fucked up and then second or third night out and they're just being a dickhead to someone and someone beats the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
You're creating a whole generation of these kids.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So I guess he didn't get bullied anymore after that?
No, he didn't get bullied. He didn't really get bullied because everyone just knew that if you fuck around with this kid, he's more likely going to throw the worst punch at your face.
Yeah.
You have a lot of time to get around it, but like if it hits you, it hits you. And so it just doesn't. And that's like strength doesn't matter when you're 8.
Yeah.
Like, and they're all the same strength anyway.
They're
so that's
fine.
Why I was like, let these kids fight, dude. What, like, in year 5 and stuff, they, like, fight and stuff, and then they get suspended or whatever, and you just, like, let them roughhouse. Like, they weren't even allowed to play tackle football or, like, even touch each other anymore. And I'm just like, what damage possibly could a 12-year-old do to another 12-year-old?
Well, if they're touching each other, probably mental damage.
Oh, yeah.
The first fight I ever got into, I got beat up in front of the deputy. Seriously, like, I picked a fight with a smaller kid, and, like, I lived in San Remo, which is, like, a dodgy area on the Central Coast, and, like, this kid was, like, the youngest of 5 brothers. I had no idea what I was biting off, and he was just, like, I was, like,
So he's just been bashed his whole life, basically.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And, like, I remember I grabbed him by the head, and I kneed him twice in the face, and he looked up at me and smiled. He smiled, and I was like...
I caught worse than that yesterday.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no.
Jay did the same thing, my little brother, when he got in a fight. Someone, like, punched him as hard as they could, and he just went, was like, is that all you got? And just walked away.
Yeah.
And the kid never fucked with him again.
Dude,
we'd always be fighting when we were little.
I got punched in the jaw, fell to the ground, started screaming hysterically, just got up angry. He hit me again, fell over again, got up again. I went back, like, 4 times. And eventually there was, like, this point where I was, like, just holding on to this, like, there was a bubbler trough. I was, like, holding onto the bubbler trough, just crying hysterically. All my friends are like, oh, no, this is embarrassing. And the deputy's just sitting there watching because I was a little cunt. So he's like, fuck this kid. I'm not even going to break it up. Yeah. I kept running back. Kid kept just fucking slogging me in the face.
That's so funny, dude. Teachers have kids like that they know. Like, when I was in high school, there was a fight broke out on the other side of the oval. And the closest like teaching area was the PE gym area. And so like they saw out the window. And so we're all there, obviously like seagulls, everyone flocks to like one corner, like the whole school just like swarms over. So they know what's happening. And I saw this PE teacher sprint across the oval. He's running. And there was a fight between these two kids. And one of them was like, we had this room, this classroom, it was called the Achievement Center. And it was like all of the kids who basically just couldn't stop mucking around and getting kicked out of class. So they all just get put into one class.
Yeah, the achievement center for the kids who will never achieve anything.
Dude, the teacher didn't have a teaching degree.
Yeah.
It was just some social worker that just, and all they did was play Wii and cook toast. Like that's what they did. It was just basically they just went
the future.
Keep these kids away from the kids who fucking have a future.
Well, these kids are gonna have the munchies, so they need to know how to cook toast.
Like girls who are like pregnant in year eight, kids who fucking live in like housing commission flats and already have a heroin addiction and shit. And one of them was one of those kids who was just a fucking cunt. Yeah. And this other, and his, the reason it started because he was picking on this other kid.
Mm.
Yeah. And then the other kid who was like a football player, no idea why this guy was picking on him, just started beating the shit out of him and no one intervened. Everyone just sat there and watched it like a play. Everyone was just like, this is fucking Shakespeare right now. This is fucking sick. The teacher ran over. He got there, assessed that it was this kid getting punched, and he ran up maybe like a meter away and just stopped there and hovered over it and watched the last kid get like three or four good ones. And he was just like...
He's like, UFC ref.
Yes, all right, that's it. That's it. Yeah, he just let him punch like five more. And it was just like,
he's gone full Yamasaki, though. Like, the fight's over, but he's like, oh, I'll let you have a couple of bonus shots.
He just grabbed the other kid and was like, all right, come on, calm down, mate. And just left this other kid just like bloody, just like on the ground, just like, all fucked up. It's like, fucking get the social worker out here. He's supposed to be doing his fucking job.
Yeah.
It was fucking cool. But I had students that were... I don't know if I should be saying this. I may as well. Fuck, I'm not going into that profession anyway. I was like in charge of this one kid who had ADHD, and I got along with him too because like I have ADHD as well. But he was just a little cunt, and it was my last day that I was working at this particular school. That lunchtime, I'd had a meeting with like the head of faculty, and she was just like, "We don't have the funds because it's a fucking public school out in the country.
Yeah.
We don't have the funds to have you on next term, so like you will no longer be working for us here anymore." And I was like, fine, sick, I don't have to drive all the way to fucking Braidwood. And then so there was this one kid who was just a cunt. Like, he would constantly run out of class, like flip desks, like he'd like bite other kids and shit. And then I would like get in trouble for like not controlling him. But then they also had a rule where like I'm not allowed to like touch him or restrain him.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, what do you want me to do, dude? Put him on a fucking leash or something?
Yeah.
I would love to, but like, you guys won't let me do it.
Yeah.
And he flipped desks, couldn't figure out like a times table question, so obviously it's everyone else's fault but him being a fucking retard. So he like flips the desk, he runs out, he fucking pushes a kid over. I have to chase him down the street off school property. It's like 5 minutes until the end of the day. We go walking down the street and I see him. I'm trying to like stop, like there's cars everywhere, whatever. And we get into like this little like alley where there's like trees, and he's like halfway walking down, there's maybe like 30 meters in front of me, and he just starts getting swooped by magpies. Like two or three magpies, just like shoof, shoof. And this guy's like, ah, he's like screaming, he's like ducking him, they're like getting real close to him. Yeah. I hear the bell go and I just go, nice, and I turn around and walk away. and I just fucking left someone's kid off school property getting attacked by magpies.
Yeah,
as soon as I heard the bell, I was just like, I've already filled in my timesheet. I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah.
And I just walked away. This is the last I ever saw of that kid or ever.
I would have just started filming him. This will go viral.
I was just like, you fucking deserve this, dude. You ran away. And it was full like screaming, like, because he was like fucking 8 or 9 or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was just like, nah, fuck you, dude.
That's crazy, though, that like you can't even like grab them and drag them. Like, if he ran out on the road, you're not allowed to grab him and drag him off the road.
No. Like, I got in trouble for like breaking up fights by like grabbing a kid and like pulling him off.
Yeah.
Like, just beating up another kid. And they're just like, you know, you're not allowed to do that. And I was just like, you want me to stand there while he's damaging someone else's fucking undeveloped brain by smashing it on the fucking oval floor?
It's gone too far the other way. The same with my brother, who works in disability care. And he's like, takes care of these retards that'll just fucking walk out on the road. And he's like, I'm not allowed to touch them.
Yeah.
And if something happens and I'm like actually dragging them away and then he gets hit and I'm liable. So it's like, you've just got to fucking let it go.
Yeah, you do.
It's like, that's fucking so stupid.
It's crazy. I did disability support too, and that's exactly right. Like, people who would just think like a car's a dog.
Yeah.
And like, want to like play with a semi-truck out on the fucking highway. You're not even allowed to touch them. Or they're just like, no, you're not allowed to. It's just like, well, you're paying me to look after your retarded son.
Yeah.
Surely I can fucking do something here.
Yeah.
Fucking speaking of dogs. So my mum's...
Oi, she's not that bad.
My mum's dog recently passed away, so she's looking for another dog.
Rip.
And she picked one out. It was a little fox terrier. She was going to visit it every, like...
Little rat dog.
Yeah, a little rat dog. But it was like, there was too much energy for it. So she's like, she's older. So she's like, look, I'm not going to get this, I'm not going to get the fucking, the Jack Russell anymore.
No, dude.
So yeah, then I rock up.
So or something.
Yeah. So I rock up this morning. She's got a new dog.
Yeah.
Because the last one had too much energy. It was a little bit too much for her.
Is it a crusty white dog?
No, she got a pit bull.
Oh, my God.
Dude, and I'm like, Mum, what have you done? She's like, oh, she's like really, really friendly dog. I was like, I walked into the house, just like not expecting a fucking pit bull.
You got to get rid of that dog, dude. You got
to
get rid of
it. I've just always wanted to be responsible for a toddler getting mauled.
Yeah, exactly.
I've always just wanted a handgun that I could pet.
Convince her to fucking adopt like an old geriatric dog that doesn't need walking or some shit. Like, yeah. Get one that's going to live as long as her.
I know. Yeah. So then I'm like...
Get a dog with a similar lifespan.
So I'm like, she's like, oh, no, she's, like, good with other dogs, like, doesn't bother him.
Yeah,
I'm
until
like,
she's right. not.
And then I'm like, all right. We go out into the backyard, and the dog is just fucking going the fence, just, like, head-butting the fence, just trying to get to the dog on the other side of the fence. Jesus. And then she's, like, starting to, like, push her head under. I'm like, Mum, she's going to dig under that fucking fence. She's like, oh, I better put some bricks there. And I'm like, no.
Those are chew toys for that dog.
Yeah, that dog is a problem. I was just like, Mum, you've got to get rid of this dog. I said, you can't have this dog. I'm like, it's too much.
I'm a staunch anti-pit bull staffy person.
Look,
I think they're the dumbest fucking animals to have, and I feel like the people that like are staunch defenders of them, that I think they're the exact same people who are like super into guns over in the States.
Yeah, it's a weapon.
It's the same. Yeah.
It's the same
mindset.
It's poor. Like it's piece of shit. It's like unemployed, fucking like. Like fucking Darrows. Most people who own pit bulls should not own pit bulls.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like owning
most
a load of
guns.
Most
people who own guns.
Yeah, yeah. It is most, that's yeah. what I'm saying, dude. Yeah.
Unfortunately,
they
can't
say
take
the
your
exact
pit bull
same
and kill
fix.
Yourself with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some people probably have.
Some days just have a bad day at work and they just rub meat all over their
the
face and go
outside. Like, the kids are like doing the ice bucket challenge with their mum, and the kids like throw the ice bucket onto their mum, and the pit bull assumes that they're attacking her, so the pit bull fucking goes the kids because they're like, the pit bull's like, I'm going to save mum.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking maul these kids. It's crazy. I was the same. It is a stereotype that they're all fucked because of the people that own it and all that shit. My girlfriend's got like a staffy, and it's the fucking nicest dog that I've ever met. It's so fucking smart, like follows you around. Just well-mannered, good around other dogs, good around people, all of that shit. But at the end of the day, it's still a staffy.
Yeah.
And it's still a fucking weapon. It's got a brick head on it.
Yeah.
And it's still got that fucking prey drive. We're at the farm. I wasn't there for this. This is my girlfriend's story, but I'll tell it. So this other dog that was like a rescue dog, they're both rescues. It's like nuts. It's a fucking nuts dog. And she was like, maybe she can hang out with the staffy. They'll get along. Maybe it'll calm down the other dog. There's a sheep that's like down on the property and it's like given birth and it's fucking like entrails like hanging out. So it's just like, it's fucked. The sheep's going to die. And then this other dog fucking starts going the sheep, attacking it. And then the docile fucking staffy is just like, oh, that's the game we're playing. All right, I'm getting in on this. And so they're both just fucking eating this sheep while it's still like half alive.
Yeah.
Just fucking going it. I'm like, yeah, like it's a staffy. Like, you got to be aware that, like, and my partner will walk her off the leash and stuff like that. And like 9 times out of 10, well, like 99 times out of 100, you never have a problem. Ever.
Yeah.
But people look at it like, is that going to fucking bite my leg? Like, it's a staffy. And you're like, nah, it's fine. But no one knows that, so you just put the leash on. She doesn't even pull on the leash. She just sits there. Like, she's super chill. But, like, I just always worry that, like, you never know what could happen, like, with those dogs. And if it's like a little fucking shit dog, all it's going to do is a couple of bites. But if it's a fucking staffy, like, or a pit bull, you're in for a fucking treat.
Oh, you fuck.
Yeah, dude, it's going to cause some damage.
I know a guy who had a staffy and it was about 7 or 8 years old, had it for ages, never had a problem with it. His older sister, they always wanted another dog. And they were like, you're not getting a dog until you're 18 or whatever. And so she turns 18 and she goes and buys a dog.
Mm.
And like, she was like, I get to have it because she was living on like a granny flat that was on the same property but not in the house. So she was like, it's my own place. Like, I'm going to have a thing, a little puppy. She got this puppy. On the fourth day that the puppy was there, the staffy just ripped it to pieces.
Yeah.
Ripped it to pieces. This tiny little puppy just fucking ripped it. Like, limbs fucking shit everywhere. It must have just been playing with it for ages before people eventually found it.
Yeah.
And then they put the dog down.
Yeah. So that's fucked because, like, it's not really the staffy's fault. Like, that fucking puppy's probably, like, playing around, just, like, fucking around. It's like owning a UFC fighter, like, as a pet. And then something comes and fucks with it, and it's like, I'm going to fuck you up now.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that's what happens.
Yes.
It's like at the fucking
someone's
party.
Someone's surprised when it head kicks someone after they've come up and just be like,
on its just fucking face. With it. And you're like, you don't know what I can do.
Yeah.
It was like at the party that we had down at the farm, there was two dogs there, a Kelpie and a cattle dog. And the Kelpie was, like, young and Kelpie crossed Staffy and the cattle dog was a bit older. The Kelpie's like younger, starts trying to play with the cattle dog and they're inside the house and the cattle dog gets backed into a corner and then fucking goes the Kelpie and then the Kelpie's just like, well, I guess we're playing this game now and then fucking bites a chunk of its ear off.
Yeah,
and then it's like, oh, fuck, like all this shit's gone down. Like,
it's, I definitely do believe that there are bad owners and bad owners create dogs, but are we going to, as a society, are we going to now sit here and be like, every single owner of a Staffy or a pit bull that has attacked someone or another dog, are we going to go ahead and say, nah, every single one of them have been bad owners? That's crazy to me.
Yeah. Nah.
You can't, dude. It's a fucking, they're hunting dogs, dude. They rip shit apart.
Yeah.
It's like in their fucking DNA. It's like I was saying before, like, they're the same people who own guns because they say the same stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's not responsible gun owners aren't the problem. It's the criminals are the problem.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you do all the right training and you keep it locked away and it's safe and all that type of stuff, you know, once in a while a toddler dies, but that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're the same people.
And there's responsible gun owners out there that have never had a problem and never will.
No.
Same as Staffy owners.
And they're lucky.
But unfortunately, with society, you've got to account for the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
The fucking retards who are just like, it'll be fine.
Especially
until
like,
it's not.
Yeah, especially like staunch online pit bull people who get mauled to death by their pit bulls.
Yeah.
Like you see those people, it's like social media pit bull influencers and stuff. And then you read the news, they've got like 10,000 followers of just other white people who just fucking love fucking junkyard dogs, dude. And then they just get ripped apart and they're like, geez, these pit bull advocates must have been bad owners.
Yeah.
Like, all right, dude, let's, all right. Sure, why not, dude?
You Google.
None of those things are coming anywhere near my kids when I have them.
Yeah. There was one woman had a nose bitten off by a pit bull. There's like babies who've been bitten by dogs, heaps of dogs. There's a photo of I saw one where the owner was like try to break up a fight and the dog turned around and ripped his jaw off.
Jesus.
So it's just a photo of him in his backyard sitting down against the fence and just his jaw's gone. And you're like,
Yeah, dude, you got to get rid of that dog.
Yeah. dude, honestly,
it might eat your mom.
That dude with his jaw ripped off sounds like he was a bad owner.
Yeah.
Sounds like he was just a bad owner, dude.
Oh, there was a guy I used to know. It was funny. He was always posting shit about, like, pit bulls and stuff like that. He's like, oh, I've got two pit bulls.
Yeah.
They're the best dogs ever. It's not the breed, it's the owners, yada, yada, yada. A couple of weeks later, post a fucking thing, like this huge gash down his arms. Like, oh, yeah, my dog's had a fight and I got in the middle of it.
But it wasn't my dog's fault. Some other dog came up to it.
No, it was like his dog's in his backyard. And I'm like, hey, I've got a Labrador and a German Shepherd. Guess what? They've never had a fight.
Yeah.
They've never had a fight.
And it's just another thing too is that like if it really was bad owners create these dogs, like why isn't in the news of like golden retrievers mauling 3-year-old
people
kids
don't
in the
understand
dog park?
You can breed aggression. So there was this, he was like a German fucking scientist. No, he's Russian. Yeah, he's Russian, right? And they had these foxes, and
either
he
way,
bred
it's the enemy.
Yeah, he bred. Yeah, they're the enemy. He bred this line of foxes that were like Labrador dogs. Like super fucking friendly.
I think
like,
I heard something about that.
Yeah. And then also he bred the exact opposite. Mm. So he bred attack foxes as well. So if you were like an aggressive fox, you went to like one side of the yard.
Yeah.
You and like, if you
just
were like
the school.
Yeah.
Put them there
exactly.
to play Wii and eat toasts.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
you foxes over there.
Play yeah. Wii sports and punch each other when you yeah. beat each other in
what,
fucking
what
Wii bowling.
Was it called again? The center?
Yeah.
yeah. Anyway.
The Achievement Center. For
the Achievement
foxes.
Center. Yeah.
Which is so funny because those kids achieved nothing.
Nothing,
dude. Those kids had like fourth grade reading levels in year 10.
Yeah. Yeah, those.
Bit of a piss take.
Poor cunts. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, yeah. And so he had two breeds of foxes, and it's like, yeah, it's a thing. Like, you can breed aggression into dogs.
You can absolutely do.
Like, that's why fucking. You barely ever hear about a fucking Labrador bite in the face of a child.
No, you don't. You
never
do.
Because they're fucking.
Except for that one on the Dog Whisperer one time that was like a nuts Labrador. Have you seen that one?
No.
And he's like. Does that thing where he like pushes it down to the ground and like dominates it, and then he's like, "See, she's being calm," and then it's like, "Ah!" fucking bites his face. I'm like, yes, come.
The only instance of it ever happening in the world, and fucking people will still be like, "See, it's every dog.
Every
single dog does that."
Yeah.
Now in the wolf pack, right? If like in because I'm a big wolf pack guy, you know, I'm an alpha.
Yeah, checks out.
Yeah, checks out.
Checks out.
But like there's like the idea of the alpha is like he just dominates everyone. It's like, but also that alpha has to kill other wolves.
Yeah,
like, he's constantly being checked.
Because it's constantly being challenged by other ones
exactly.
who want to be the alpha.
Yeah.
The only way to stay the alpha is to rip
kill
the face
other,
off every toddler that comes up to you in the dog park. That's the only way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, but yeah, it's just...
Because I have two little dogs. I'm about to get them back. They've been living at my parents' for a while because when I was in Canberra, I lived in an apartment. Couldn't have them.
Yeah.
And, like, we got two little dogs. I've got, like, an Aussie Terrier, and then I have his son, which is an Aussie Terrier Maltese. When I moved up to the Sunny Coast during COVID, I took my dog up there, and my best mate had his dog there. And, like, the first day that I got there, they were just fucking each other. And so, like, so I was there for, like, 2 weeks, and the other dog was already pregnant.
You're just like, this is the best. Thanks for bringing me. Like, I'm having a sick time.
Me and my best mate were, like, arm in arm, like, this is beautiful. Look at our family. And his wife's just like, fucking hell, dude. We're going to get rid of this guy. And so, like, we had this litter of babies, and it's got, like, the son and the dad that I have now. And they, like, go off at other dogs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But as soon as I get within like 30 centimeters of other dogs, it's like one sniff and they're like, oh, okay, this isn't a threat. And then they're just best friends. They're like little sweethearts. It's just like, this is the behavior of so many like other dogs. And then there's so much behavior of these other dogs and people are still just like, that Aussie Shepherd, mate, better watch it. If you're a bad owner, it's going to fucking rip someone's face off.
Yeah.
No, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Well, cattle dogs will fuck you up.
Cattle dogs will fuck you up.
Because, again, they've been bred to, like, fucking nip at sheep and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only problems I've ever had, it's pretty funny, my dad was walking his little, like, yappy dogs, Jax and Flash, and, like, tiny little shih tzu things. And there's this bloke there, his blue heeler fucking went our dog once as well, Tyson.
Mm.
Dad was down the park, and the blue heeler was, like, fucking runs up to you, like, teeth bared, like, going... Dad just went off at this dude. He's like, control your fucking dog, cunt. It's every time I fucking come down here, your fucking dog's carrying on. He goes, if your dog bites my fucking dog, I'm going to fucking kill it. And almost like, whoa.
Jesus, dude. Was your dad Michael Clark or Carl Stefanovic?
Yeah, dude.
I had the same shit with my mum's dog.
Yeah.
She was out the front chilling and this fucking like pit bull runs up the street. This guy's chasing after it. It's like it got out. And I was just like, fuck, man, I don't want to have to kill a dog.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking, like, 10 a.m.
I've been on a hike before and seen, like, a dog off-leash, like, run up to a guy who had his dog on a leash. And it was, like, aggressive and just ran up. And this dude just didn't hesitate. He just kicked this other person's dog.
Yeah.
He just ran up and it was just like, boom, and just fucking kicked it.
Yeah.
And I was like, and, like, ran away.
Yeah,
and then, obviously, like, this other fucking dumb active wearing bitch just came up. She's like, how dare you kick my fucking dog. And he was just like, put your dog on a fucking leash, you dumb bitch.
just walked off
with his dog. And she like picked hers up and was like, walked off. I was like, hell yeah, dude, that's the best.
Yeah, I've had to go out the front of my house because there's a boat. He's a fucking dead shit.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he sells meth, I'm pretty sure. He's got like a staffy that always gets off. And it's like it had broken the chain.
Mm.
I was like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Came around to our house and my dog's like Labrador. My Labrador's like crossed with a police dog.
Right.
So he's a big Labrador. And you're like, holy. His mother was like a fucking crazy big German Shepherd. It's the most intimidating
big boy.
Dog. Yeah, yeah. And like I've got a German Shepherd as well. So this dog's like come up at my dogs at the fence and tried to wend them. And it's like 2 versus 1. So my dog's just fucked it up.
Great.
Yeah, my neighbor came out. He's like, yeah, the dog was like all bloodied up and stuff like that. And I went to check your dogs and they were fine. It's like, yeah, like. It's not gonna work, dude. Yeah, yeah. Like Tyson's a really, really friendly dog, never been aggressive to a human, but like we were at the dog beach that time and it fucked him up a little bit.
Mm.
It's like breaking up a fight where one of the dudes is a UFC guy. Like
yeah, before and just yeah.
Like, look, I checked the UFC fighter, man. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. This other dude.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah. We took him to the dog pass down at Horseshoe there.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were just there walking in, minding our own business, and this dog from like way up the other side of the beach, two of them just like immediately like fucking beeline to my dog. 50 other dogs, they pick the puppy. I'm like picking up my dog and like there's this fucking giant, it was like a fucking Great Dane or something. It was huge. And then there was another like weird fucking bits of dog and it was the one going Tyson, and then since then Tyson's fucking hated other like strange dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's never had an issue, like once he knows them, he's friendly as anything, but
yeah.
Oh, man. Just like fuck me, cunts. Like yeah. To their credit though, he immediately put that dog on a leash. He was like, yeah. It was one of those situations where it had never happened before. He's like, all right, well now the dog's on a leash.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a guy that I went to high school with. He was telling me this story about how like his family had pit bulls. They had like 3 or 4 pit bulls, and then he was the oldest and he was born.
Mm.
And so they had all these pit bulls and they brought the baby home to like meet the pit bulls and stuff to like get a sniff or whatever. They brought the baby in, him as a baby, into the house. All 3 of the pit bulls just started growling and barking. Yeah. And they were just like, all right. Dogs are gone.
Yeah.
That day, they'll like, get these fucking dogs out of my house. It's like, there comes a line where no matter how much you love your dogs, like when you have a child, you're just like, yo, fuck these mutts, dude.
Get oh, the fuck yeah, out
of
dude. Here.
They'd been there for like 7, 8 years. They were like part of the family.
Yeah.
Photos all around of them like fucking dressed up in fucking with like flower hats on, licking each other's faces and shit. And as soon as it was any aggression towards the baby, they were just like, get out of here. Take him to the pound. Yeah. I don't fucking want these things anymore.
Yeah. Bill Burr. Bill Burr had a dog.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, immediately, he's like, we put the baby down on the bed. Dog was there. Dog growled immediately.
Yeah.
It's like they fucking hate babies.
Yeah, get them out of here, dude.
If you've got a breed of dog that hates babies, what are you doing?
Yeah. I've always thought like if you have a breed of dog that you have to specifically train to not attack other things.
Yeah.
Get it the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Get it out of here. No one's ever had to train their golden retriever not to bite their baby's face. You've never had to do it.
No.
So, like, why even take the chance?
Yeah.
Like, people who's, like, toddlers get killed by, like, family pets. And then it's, like, as if as a parent you even take the risk.
Yeah.
I would just never do it.
I know.
But enough about these fucking dumb people. We've been talking about dogs for about 20 minutes. This is great content.
Yeah.
This is great content. What have you guys been up to, man?
Oh, dude. Wednesday night was good, though.
So, yeah, the Stag.
Yeah, yeah. Stag.
That was
stag
good. Was I'd never good. Been there before.
Yeah.
Dude, you and Bradley there. Fucking killed it.
I'd never been there before, and I had heard that it was a bit, like, hit and miss. But I guess like, every open mic is a bit hit and miss,
yeah,
really.
It can just be with the crowds, like, if you don't get enough in there. But, yeah, like, there was a good crowd.
Good crowd.
For the first half. Then they all fucked off.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, yeah.
I was lucky to go on
I want to talk
first.
To Eddie about that, because that show goes way too long. Way too fucking long.
It's hard when you start at 8.
It's when, like, you start at 8 and you have 12 late. Fucking comics.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was there lots of 6? Like,
I mean, that was more than six hours.
Yeah, he was like three and then a break and then three. And it's like a fucking 2 hour show.
Yeah, I know.
An hour and a half.
Yeah.
It went for 3 fucking hours, dude.
Yeah, that's too long, dude. Any comedy show that goes over like an hour and a half, you're dealing with audience fatigue.
By the time I got up, I was like, oh, we all still having a good time. I'm like, yeah, the fucking energy's gone out of here. Like, no, we're still here. I'm like, yeah, you're just fucking drunk now.
The people that are still willing to be in a bar at like past 9:30 on a fucking Wednesday night, that's the audience you're dealing with then.
Yeah, yeah.
People who obviously don't have work the next day, or if they do, don't care about how they turn up to work.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's not conducive for a great time as a comedian, I don't think.
No, no.
So 100%. It was a bit of that at the end of it. But fucking Bradley had the fucking set of the night.
Great set.
He destroyed it. And then Adam got up afterwards on his birthday and just fucking tanked it.
Yeah, had a good old birthday bomb.
It was all right.
Good old birthday bomb.
He was bombing and then he brought it back and then he ended a bit low, but
he didn't deliver his popcorn joke properly.
Yeah,
like he rushed through it. He didn't like.
It's fun living with him, and we get to go home and review the sets afterwards. Yeah. We just sit out the back. He has a smoke. Like, all right, let's play it. Let's see what happened.
Yeah,
go for the rundown. And we're just like, oh,
he's in the secret teacher smoke area. It's like, oh fuck, I should have got a trade.
Well, he's got a trade. That's the problem.
He's a leco.
Maybe you should stick to that.
Yeah.
No, it was a good night. On Thursday night, I went to Bellingen.
Yeah, you coughs.
To do coughs comedy with fucking Ben Stevens.
How was it?
Shout out. It was good. It was it was really nice. There was about 50, 60 people there.
Yeah.
So it was a really good crowd. Lineup was a bit hay-going, but
we won't throw anyone under the bus.
We won't throw anyone under the bus.
We weren't there.
I was the worst.
Yeah.
but yeah, no, it was good. It was
Without
saying any names. Taylor Crofty was the worst. But no, yeah, no, it was good. The crowds there are always sick. Like, I've done that a couple times now.
Yeah.
And
people are just appreciative
of
that people come to, like, their little town and do stuff. Like, doing, like, rural gigs. Like, I've done, like, country New South Wales gigs and stuff.
They love it, dude.
A town of, like, 800 people.
Yeah.
And you'll pack out 100 seats.
Yeah, because there's nothing else to do
there. In an RSL that's just a shed.
Yeah.
And they're just happy that someone knows their town exists and goes out there. So it was really sick. What wasn't sick, though, is that I fucking had to drive all the way there and all the way back, but it was pissing down rain, almost to the point where sometimes you had to, like, stop and pull over. So, like, what usually is, like, a 3.5 hour trip turned into, like, 4.5 hours.
Yeah, fuck.
I also had...
They didn't have, like, accommodation for you.
No, they did, but I had to go to work the next day. I didn't want to take much off work because I'm a contractor. I only get paid for what I do. So I had the whole Christmas break, like, unpaid. So all the money that I'd, like, saved up just, like, is gone.
Yeah.
So I have to work. On the way back, I needed fuel, right? So there was a sign on the side of the highway that said, fuel next exit. So I went, sick, I'll probably run into like a Caltex or a BP or something like that.
Yeah.
Or an Ample on the side of the road. It's going to be sick.
Yeah.
I travel off and it just takes me into the forest, into bush. So I'm driving. Dude, I drove for like 5 minutes at like 100 Ks an hour.
You're like, I'm going to get raped.
And I was like, what the fuck? I finally come out into this little clearing. It's just this little shitty village.
Yeah.
It's not a town, it's a village.
Yeah.
I rock up, I see the service station. It's like an independent servo.
Yeah.
Independent servos. Independent servo. I fucking pull up, dude. One of the ones that's like a servo and attached to a cafe.
Yeah.
So I pulled up. I look in there, look in the thing. All the lights are on. Open sign on the door. I go, sick. We're open. We're on here. I'm about to get fuel. I take the thing, the pump out, put it in my car, start doing. It's not pumping anything. I'm like, oh, surely it's just making that sound. They've got to turn it on.
Yeah.
Holding it there. Nothing. Nothing. I'm like looking in. I see people in there.
Yeah.
I look in there. I see some dude make eye contact with me. And then he just walks up to the door, not even looking at me at this point anymore, and just turns the sign around and walks away. Just turns his back to me and walks away. I'm standing out there.
Homicidally angry.
I'll just not hang up the pump.
Dude,
fucking dropping the mic.
Yeah.
I'm walking away.
I just switched the diesel and the fucking unleaded. I'd have fucking, like, made a mess. I'd have knocked the fucking water over.
Dude, honestly.
I'd have fucking had a temper tantrum.
All that
dude.
It took, all it would have taken was him to open the door and go, sorry, mate, we're closed.
Yeah.
And I would have been like, no worries. I don't know this establishment. I might have just turned up.
Yeah.
But the fact that he fucking did that, dude. I was already pissed off because I wasn't going to get home until like 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30. Yeah. I didn't get home until a quarter to two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So and I have to go to work the next day. I had to be at work at 7. So the next day I had like 2 hours sleep. As soon as he fucking did that, I took the nozzle out of my car. I threw it on the ground.
Yes.
I walked to the other two, picked them up, threw them on the ground. I walked around the other side of the thing, grabbed them, walked to the other, grabbed them, and then as I was walking, the thing with the water in the bin, I just go, boom, and I kicked it, and it just sprayed everywhere, and then I got in my car and I drove
off. I'm so happy.
I drove off, dude, and about a minute later, I went, Taylor, you're a fucking psycho.
Dude.
I felt bad. Like a minute later, I was like, Taylor, that's not it, dude. That's not it. I told my best mate, and he was like, mate, you fucking have issues. I was like, dude. The audacity, I think. And also just say we're close.
All these country towns that like spout that they're like fucking, we're so nice to people, why don't they come to our town? And then they fucking do that. Yeah, thanks for the fucking hospitality.
Nah, dude, fuck little towns, dude. If little towns were any good, people would move there and they would be big towns.
Yeah.
But they're fucking just little shit. Like, I was mainly pissed off because I didn't do anything wrong.
You know they're looking back at those cameras. Yeah.
I rocked up, all the lights are on.
Yeah, yeah.
The sign says open. Saw people in there.
Yeah, they would have watched the cameras and it would have been like a live feed. So they would have seen the sign. They would have seen you watching him do that. And then old mates like turned around and walked away, and then they would have seen you just like angry and then done all of that. And I bet you the owner's like, why the fuck did you do that, dude? Yeah. Like,
why don't you just turn the pump on for it?
Yeah, turn the fucking pump on. Like,
or
2 minutes.
When you close up, close the fucking sign, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Turn the lights off.
It's open. Yeah. The lights are on. There's like two or three people in there.
Fuck.
And like, they saw me.
Yeah, dude.
I made eye contact with a guy who was behind the counter. So he must have been like counting money or shit.
Yeah.
But all I've seen, lights are on, open sign, guys in the counter, we lock eyes.
Yeah.
We're on. Let's go. Get some fucking overpriced diesel in my fucking car that guzzles it.
Yeah.
Nah, dude. They just fucking... And they did that to me and I was already pissed. So I was just like, nah, fuck you. Now you have to come and clean all of this up, dude. Nah, this is what you've done.
Yeah.
Coming back from... I'm not proud of this. But
this is a good start. This is a good start.
This is going to be good.
Coming back from the stag on Wednesday night, driving, dude doing like 80 in the 100 zone. It's like, fuck you, cunt. Dude. Like, seriously, fuck you. Like,
nothing makes me more angry than when someone's doing 10Ks under the speed limit.
Yeah, he was doing 20Ks
or even the speed limit, actually, if I'm
being
honest.
And it's like, it's a mad mile on next to Stockton on the way to Anna Bay. Yeah. So it's like, I was doing like 110 along that road, and then it goes to single lane, and then he's doing 80. So I'm like, fucking slow down. And I'm like driving. I'm like, what the fuck, cunt? Like, it's 100. It's 100 here. Like, what are you doing? So eventually, unbroken lines. I get a break in the traffic. I go around him or her. I don't know who it was. It was dark. And then they just put their fucking high beams on into my fucking rearview mirror. So I was just like, guess I'm going to slam the brakes on now, aren't I? Yeah. I was just like, doing 110 to fucking 60, just like, bah! And then as soon as I did it, the high beams went off and then they slowed down. I was like, and then I'm driving home, I'm like, fuck me, cunt. Like, that could have been a psycho. I could have just, all it needed is another person in that car like me.
Bro, that could have been Russell Crowe. Could have been unhinged.
Oh,
and he could have fucking chased you around, you and your young son around and fucking try and kill you.
Yeah, but I saw the the breakdown of it. I'm like, that's Mitch. Mitch is the unhinged.
I get pretty fucking aggressive on the roads, but it's mainly because when people do dumb shit, like I had a really bad car accident when I was 17, I nearly died.
Yeah.
And so like now when any type of my life is in danger from someone just being like just a retard.
Oh, you just freak out.
I like almost see red. I'm
what
like,
happened? What happened?
You fucking nearly killed me in 2013, but not really, it was me.
Yeah.
And like, so I just fucking rage fucking hard, dude. One of my biggest things is people going too slow around a corner. Like when someone's like turning left to go around the corner and you're behind them and they go like the slowest anyone has ever been, dude.
Yeah.
Like I want to kill myself in that moment.
No, the one that annoys me is when they're like at a, on a merging lane and they're trying to merge at like fucking 60 in 110 zone. Fuck it, yeah, or they'll stop. Or they'll stop in the fucking merging lane.
Yeah,
merging lanes are hotbed for aggression on the road, dude. Like when you're trying to merge onto a road and people just hang in the left lane and there's no cars in the right lane. Like, move over and let me in.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, if you have to, like, pretty much stop.
Yeah.
On the merging lane. Or that's already, who, like, an 80 zone.
Or people who just sit next to you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
What happened with your car crash when you were younger?
I was on my way home from my girlfriend's house during the week. I think it was, like, a Wednesday or Thursday. It was about 10:30 at night. And I was driving home. I lived in Bungendore. If anyone who knows Canberra, it's like a little town about half an hour outside of Canberra.
Yeah.
So she was in Canberra. So I would go to her house after school. I went to school in Canberra, hang out, have dinner with her family and stuff like that because I didn't like mine at the time. And then I'd have to go back to my bed. And then, so I was driving home. On the way home, so sick. Just got pussy. Just had a nice...
You just there sniffing your finger.
Sniffing my fist. Had my fly open, getting the fumes. You know, I just had a nice salmon, rice and asparagus lunch.
Yeah.
Dinner, sorry, with her family who were very wealthy and I didn't know what asparagus was until I was 17.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling good, dude. And I'm just... Have my phone in my hand, trying to pick a song. Pick the soundtrack to my life at the moment, dude. I feel like I'm in a movie, dude. I'm Ryan Gosling in Drive. It's fucking sick as hell.
Yeah.
And I just go to put on a new song, like I'm flicking, and then I just hear like, clink, and I, as soon as I look up, I'm just in the ditch that's beside the road. You know on country roads how it's like the road and then it goes down, there's just ditches? I just popped into one, and it was like super tall grass. So I look up, and I just see grass going, like just getting broken. From like my thing, and I was like, no, and I've slammed the brakes on. You can't do anything, bro. You're in grass.
Yeah.
So I slammed the brakes on. I don't feel like it's working at all. And then it's out of nowhere. I just go, and like flip up. I'd hit one of those concrete drainage systems that come under the thing. Yeah. It just hit it. It flipped me up onto like my roof, and then I landed on my roof, and then I just kept sliding. And so I was like upside down watching grass go flink, 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 flink. And then I was like, and my airbag hit me, like my nose was like all fucked up. And then at the time, I just remember sort of coming back into consciousness and I was standing on the side of the road looking back at my car. And then a car came and stopped. And then as they came up to me, I sort of like collapsed and like was going in and out of consciousness. And then I woke up. And I was just in an ambulance with a neck brace on with some guy fucking talking to me.
Yeah.
And then basically my parents had to like come into the hospital and shit. And they said that my roof had caved in and had like kinked in like that. And basically it was just like, I'm just lucky that I was short. Because if I was an inch taller, the roof would have gone
smacked in the head.
Right into the thing. I would have died.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Like the fire crew rocked up to the car expecting to find a dead body in it.
Yeah.
And I was just on the side of the road being sick as hell. and then the fucking copper dogs, these copper fucking dogs, charged me with negligent driving and tried to take my license.
I mean, granted, you were being negligent.
They didn't know that.
But I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah.
At the time, I had no recollection of the accident at all.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was
you
like
could have just fallen asleep.
It was like that for 2 years. I didn't remember anything for 2 years. They tried to charge me of negligent driving. I had to go to court. They were going to fine me like $2,000 and lose my license for a year.
Yeah.
And so I had to go to court and like fight it. And basically, you know what it did? It basically came, I won obviously, but it basically came down to prove it.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I'm pretty sure it's innocent until proven guilty.
Is
that right? I had to represent myself because I was fucking
poor.
I was poor. My parents were like, we're not paying for a fucking lawyer to do this because you crashed your fucking car. And so I was like, it's innocent until proven guilty, right? And they were just like, yes. And I was like, okay, so can you prove that I was negligently driving? And they were just like, no. And I was like, thank you, Your Honor. I'm about to go. And they're like, yeah.
Were you doing comedy at the time?
No, dude. I was 17.
Was that one of the things? Everyone's got that story. Like, I nearly died and then I do comedy now. It's like, what the fuck?
Nah, dude. My girlfriend left me and that's why I do comedy.
Fucking Luke's got a similar story. He was driving to Tamworth and fucking flipped his car.
Fell asleep.
Fell asleep, yeah.
Yeah.
5 minutes from his front door.
And then it was like a year later, I was hotboxing a car with my best friend. And me and my mate were just smoking bongs in a car. And like, I don't know what happened. I was just sitting there and then my brain just went, and I just got a flash of everything that happened. And then I started crying.
Yeah,
because I was like, fun. I had no idea what was
little
going on.
Bitch.
I had like concussion. I had like concussion. I was being a dude who fucking gets offended at a comedy show. I'll tell you that.
What did you expect to get in this hot box and not experience the trauma?
Yeah, dude. Because I was like, it was the memory of what happened. I didn't remember. The last thing I remembered was driving past a certain estate. And then I remembered being in an ambulance. So there was like a whole gap of about 2 hours that I didn't remember at all. And then I just remembered everything. And then like how scary it was, the emotions, like, I felt like I was in the car accident again, but I was just high sitting in the front passenger side of a Honda Civic, just being like, and I just started crying.
So you use your phone anymore when you drive?
No. No, but this time I got a little holder, so I drive like this.
Yeah.
I don't go like this anymore. Yeah. You're trying to hide it from people.
Yeah.
That's what gets you killed.
I've had the same thing with weed, like traumatic experiences from childhood come back. And Jenny was like watching me one day, and I just like froze in the kitchen. Just like I just got like the mad stares, and it was like the thing that happened to me just like went over and over in my head, like over and over again. I couldn't get myself out of it. And Tanya's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I just remembered something fucked up that happened to me as a kid." Like, I didn't get fiddled or anything. Like it was all good. But yeah, it was like something that I saw was like hyper violent that my brain was like, "Oh, you are too young to see that."
Yeah. They just hit you.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh,
and weed
fuck.
Brings it on, dude. That's why it's the best.
Yeah.
That's why it's the best, dude. Sometimes I just like feeling paranoid and remembering bad things.
Yeah.
It makes you feel
alive.
Keeps
you in check.
Yeah, it does keep you in check. I think if you're too happy and too many good things happen to you, it like fucks you up a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, then you're just looking for like the next thing. You're not like, oh, I should be grateful for fucking being alive right now.
Yeah, if fucked up things have happened to you, you get to then just sort of be like, you know, I'm fine. I'm not made of glass. Like, it all gets better.
Yeah.
You see people whose life's been fucking fantastic the entire time they've been alive. And then, like, one sort of small thing that, like, regular people would just be like, it is what it is. That kind of sucks. They're just
they flip out about it.
Fucking have an emotional breakdown.
People freaked out during COVID.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, perfect example of people with no emotional resilience.
Yeah.
People who, like, freaked, like, in my last job, it was height of COVID, and everyone's, like, already fucking weird anyway, people who I used to have to deal with. And you're, like, they're just, like, I fucking can't go outside. Like, I haven't left the house in 3 months. I'm, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, just harden up, cunt.
Yeah, that's just fucking
there's people in jail.
Yeah.
Well, I've just had
there's people who wish they had a house to be locked in for fucking weeks and weeks at a time.
Yeah. That was funny. Andrew Hammo from down in Sydney, he was, like, talking to me. He's, like, yeah, I was in jail through COVID. Like, it was fine. It was pretty sweet, actually, because everyone else was locked up while I was locked up.
Yeah.
Except I got, like, more benefits than people outside.
Yeah.
I got to, like, socialize with people, and he was like, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he clearly wasn't where... I recently just had a close family member come out of jail.
He was at Parkway.
Yeah, he was too.
Well, that's where Hammo was.
Yeah, that's where... He was at Parkley as well.
Yeah.
But he was... Like, that was the thing he's talking about. He's like, man, I survived. Like, he was in the bad part of jail because he kept fucking up. Like...
Bashing people in jail.
Yeah, yeah. He was saying there was a fight. Because you've got to join a gang when you get in there. So he was, like, with all, like, the older guys, all the older white guys, like, bikies and stuff like that. And... his mate was in a fight and someone was, like, getting around the back of him to jump in. And Clint just, like, edit that name out, walked forward and just...
Bradley fucking, Bishop walked
he said
over
he,
and
he
fucking...
punched the dude and the guy went, like, stiff like a board.
Yeah.
And he goes, and the dude just fell in between the two of them. They're, like, shaped up. And this dude, like, stiff as a board, just fell in front of him, just started fitting out. And everyone was like, what the fuck? Like, it was... like they're watching a fight, but they just didn't expect it.
You can't tell me no one laughed. No one laughed. The fight's over. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, dude, that's exactly what happened. Yeah. And then he was like, he was okay after that. Like, he was like, all right, sweet. Like, he's good.
That was the punchline.
Yeah.
Dude, funny stuff like that breaks tension and just causes fights not to happen, dude.
Yeah.
I've seen, I went to Arundel College in Canberra and I saw two people in the parking lot, try to fucking fight and they're about to like coming at each other and then someone just went behind one of the dudes and dacked him. And there was like 50, 60 people, year 11 and 12, so yeah. Kids, children out there.
Just
everyone just, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Yeah.
And the dude who was going to fight him just started laughing and they both started laughing. And yeah. Then they just, no fight happened and they resolved it.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
Well, dude, I've seen your dick, so yeah. That's a joke in itself.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking.
Does anyone have. We're over an hour. Do you want to fucking. We'll wrap this up. We'll do some bits. If you got any. If you got any shit that you're fucking thinking about running on stage.
Yeah, I've got a couple of premises I'm working on. There's two circles of people. And it's like people willing to fuck me and people I'm willing to fuck. And as one of those circles gets smaller, the other gets bigger. And it's science.
Where every reaction, like, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like...
Except your circle's getting bigger.
Yeah, exactly. That's fatter. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was trying to... Because I've got that new bit about Judge Judy. So I'm like trying to tie it into that. It's like, eventually, like, it doesn't matter on like how good looking you are on a scale. That circle's getting smaller.
Yeah.
And the circle of people that you will fuck is getting bigger. And then I've got another one. I want to write a... Oh, I actually want to do this as a sketch. The hip hip hooray guys at parties.
Oh yeah.
I've got a family member who's like real, every time he talks, he's like real matter of a fact, like, oh yeah, like, oh yeah. Like, he's just a bloke.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a hip hip hooray guy.
Right.
And he's a hip hip.
He's a hip hip. Hip hip. So I want to write a sketch of like from a documentary perspective of the hip hip hooray guys. And it's like the old grizzled hip hip hooray guy who just couldn't keep up with the young bucks. He had to give it away. And
it's like wolves. Like someone has to attack the alpha to become the alpha hip hip.
Yeah. And then there's like two hip, and I want it to be Ben and Adam. These are the two people I'm picturing, like the two offsiding hip hip hooray guys. And Ben's like, yeah, I'm the hip hip hooray guy. And then Ronan cuts in on hip hip hooray. He's looking at him like it's like a full fucking hip hip hooray fight. And then I want to get Broden, who's like training to be a hip hip hooray guy. Yeah.
That's sick.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's very funny.
Yeah.
You could definitely do that on stage too. But 100%. Yeah, that'd be a funny fucking sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hip hip hooray guys.
Nice. I'm working on this bit, trying to like flesh it out at the moment. It's about like AI, like artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I've been trying to get one of them.
And those Boston Dynamics robots.
Yeah.
They're like figuring out how they're going to like get AI good enough, and then they're going to put them in those robots that like run around and do like fucking obstacle courses and shit. Yeah. And the joke's kind of about like how are we allowing this to fucking happen? Like, what part of Terminator do these cunts fucking not understand?
Yeah, it's like an old lady getting a pimple.
Yeah, dude, 100%. And it's kind of like I've got this idea of like, there needs to, all those like Boston Dynamics, those like big tech companies, they need to have like weekly inspections, like not by anyone in particular. They just need one person without autism to go in there.
They need weekly
and be like,
sessions.
Yo, what the fuck are you guys doing? Turn that thing off, man.
Yeah.
The fuck? Yeah. Are you guys trying to fuck these things?
Yeah. End of the always week, everyone sits down and smokes a cone and goes, what the fuck are we doing, dude?
Yeah, dude, they just need one person safe? Who's fucking not on the spectrum to come in and be like, shut this whole fucking building down. What the fuck are you guys doing? This is crazy.
What they need to do is sit everyone down at the start of the week, get them roasted, and then make them watch Terminator.
Yeah.
Like every, you start the week having gotten high out of your brains and watch Terminator. Mm. And then you walk into the week with that. All right, let's not make him jump 12 feet today, eh? Let's stick with 6.
And they just need to be checked constantly. And it would just be everyone in the public. It would be like jury duty.
Yeah.
Like someone would just be like, hey, do you want to do something this week? It's like, nah, I can't, man. I've got to make sure these fucking dudes aren't bringing Judgment Day.
Yeah.
It's not the actual AI you've got to worry about. It's who's going to exploit it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, it's like, I'll trust AI all day. If you program a fucking robot not to hurt people, it won't hurt people.
Yes.
Like, it is what it is. Like, there's glitches and stuff like that. But you fucking give robots to Putin?
Yeah. And I understand that, like, we at least got to have our robots because some other people are going to make their robots. Let's just not do this whole thing at all.
With that AI shit about using it to write jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's a fucking tool.
Yeah.
If you don't use it, fucking cunts will.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you're
going to
get
left
behind.
Yeah, for sure.
As sad as it fucking is, that's where we're heading.
Yeah.
We can either get on board with it.
But will AI ever be able to really make, like, proper comedy, do you think?
I've seen some jokes. Yeah. They understand what a punchline is, and they're good at finding punchlines. The punchline might not necessarily be funny,
but you can work it.
You can, yeah, exactly.
You can be like, oh, that's half an idea.
Yeah.
And then you use your experience of comedy to, like, turn it into something workable.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like, I was fucking around with it a bit the other day. I'm like, this is fucking nuts.
Can you send me a link? Because I'm working on this Amish joke. I've got to unfuck this Amish joke. Yeah.
So many people are going to be pissed off about it, or probably cop shit about it. Like, oh, you guys are hacks for fucking using AI. It's like, well, fuck, if I don't, like, some cunt is gonna, and they're going to be better than me. And I'm also fucking competitive. So
I'll try and not use it for as long as I can stomach people not naturally better than me, being better than me at comedy because they're using AI, and then I go, all right, fuck.
They can't come up with lived experience.
Yeah.
That's right. Because so much of what makes things funny is how people have their lens on that particular thing that's different from what people would expect. Yeah. Like, I just want to, like, I wonder how good AI will be at being able to understand that concept of what makes things funny and do it.
Because
it's not
a
lived thing.
Yeah. No. But it's the same thing, like, when you start doing comedy and you're sort of doing an impression of, like, every comic that you like.
Yeah,
you don't have your own voice.
Yeah.
Like,
your
using AI
months,
is just, like,
four comedians one person who's shit at
and
comedy.
You got no idea. And they're, like, fuck, you can still use Google right now to, like, come up with ideas and shit. Like, if you're like, oh, this is a thing that's happened, like, I'll fucking just do a bit of research on shit.
Yeah, I read news articles. Like, I go through Reddit and I'll read, like, funny news articles. To be like, that's where I came up with, like, the Amish thing.
Yeah.
It's like you just reading news around the world and, like, taking in different
things. Because what else are you going to do? You fucking work, like, all day.
Yeah.
You've got a fucking boring life. You're like, well, what's something interesting that I can fucking talk about on stage? Because I literally did nothing today.
Yeah.
Like, I've got to fucking come up with something.
Yeah.
You get on the internet and you're like, oh, this is fucking crazy. I'm going to talk about this.
Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah.
Fucking,
it's like, oh, Amish people are fucking kids.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's crazy. Yeah.
We do have such, like, a big advantage, say, like, compared to comedians in, like, the 80s, 90s, and somewhat even the early 2000s, who didn't have the internet, and they just had their regular life to fucking drive. To get from.
Yeah.
That's why, like, so much of, like, late 90s, early 2000s, like at least 40% of all comedy was about the airport.
Yeah.
Because they were just comics had to fly around.
Yeah.
The only thing they did was get in taxis from an airport to a show, go to a hotel, get a taxi back to the airport and fly around. Those are, like, the four topics of 90s comedy.
How many comedians do you see, big comedians, and they're like, all they talk about is the airport or gigs they did? Oh, I was doing a gig here or I did a gig there. It's like, it's because your art reflects your life. Mm. And if you're if you're spending time on the internet, you'll talk about things you see on the internet.
Yes.
If you're, like, in country towns and doing shitty gigs, you're talking about those shitty gigs in country towns. Yeah. So.
But to have a different perspective and take on that shit that you read, like, that's why Patrice O'Neill was so fucking good. Because, no matter what had come out, you're like, oh, what's his fucking view on this?
And
it'd just be completely, like, not what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck.
That's why it's like, I got my best bit of comedy advice that I ever got was when I was maybe like 3 or 4 months into comedy and I met Arj Barker at the Canberra Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And he was saying, I was like, you know, like, how do you like start learning how to do it and like write, come up with stuff, whatever. And he said, one of the most important things about doing comedy is make sure that comedy isn't the thing that you like love the most. Like, you have to have other stuff outside of comedy that you have, that you're passionate about, or that you like, or you enjoy doing. Otherwise, if it becomes like the number one thing, it becomes almost anxiety inducing to try and think of stuff about it. Whereas if you're doing other stuff, stuff just happens to you and you can draw from it. Like, if you don't do anything outside of comedy, how are you going to make people who don't do comedy, they only do other stuff, how are you going to relate to them and make them laugh? And I was like, oh, yeah.
I've had crazy shit happening to me like the past couple of months, like with my new partner. And it's just like all this crazy shit keeps happening. Like, I had to chop off a fucking kookaburra's head. I'm trying to make a joke out of that, but it's fucking difficult. But it's like, there's got to be something there. But, like, everyone's hit a bird in their car. But, like, unless you're driving around and, like, doing other shit, you're not going to have that.
Yeah.
I was at, this is my bit for the fucking, we'll wrap it up after this, but I was down at Bunnings with my dad. So, and we're just, like, grabbing some shit from Bunnings for the house when we're renovating it. I just completely glossed over it. Didn't even fucking think about it at the time because it's just so my fucking dad. Just happens all the time. But we're like in the car park and we've got some shit, chuck it in the car. And he's like seen this woman like loading shit onto her roof racks.
Yeah.
And he's like, see that? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, your mother would never do that. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like nearly 60, dude. She's not going to be fucking loading shit up onto the roof racks. What are you talking about? And he's like, no, nah, she'd never even have a go. And I just didn't have the heart to tell him, like, Dad, that's a lesbian. Of course she's loading shit on the roof racks by herself. She's getting pussy.
Oh, dude. That's so funny when old people like that are like, things were so not as accepted and announced that like when it is now, they're just like, isn't that an odd thing? Yeah, and you're just sitting there going like, it's so obviously obvious.
Ethan's dad's and then it's got
like, what?
Ethan's dad's
against the will of God here.
Yeah.
What?
Bunnings?
This is disgusting.
You mean she doesn't want a sausage?
Your dad just like walks around with just ultimate boomer energy.
He fucking loves it, dude.
Yeah.
He's all about it.
Yeah.
And I want to do another joke. This one's even rougher, but like the fucking the neighbor had like a rooster, and just the way my dad handled that situation is just insane.
Yeah.
And I need to fucking bring that to the stage because he like jumped the fence and fucking stole the rooster and shit. He stole like 3 roosters off this dude and fucking
very funny.
Like released them and shit. It's fucking insane. But I've seen it popping up in like the local thing. Like people have roosters around.
Yeah.
Like heaps of people have had to deal with this shit.
Yeah.
And there's like half the people like, just fucking get earplugs and just... And it's like, well, obviously you've never had to fucking deal with living next to a rooster. It sucks. It's like 4 a.m. fucking going off its head.
I've had one. I had chickens growing up and we had a rooster and it lasted about a month.
Yeah.
Before we're just like, get this fucking thing out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Fuck roosters.
Fuck roosters.
Fuck roosters. Fuck pit bulls. And fuck dudes who get upset at obviously jokes that they didn't understand.
And pit bulls.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, Taylor. Appreciate it, dude. Got anything to plug? Fucking social media?
Just, you've got a show coming up.
Yeah, just on Instagram, Taylor Cofftree, C-O-U-G-H-T-R-I-E. And if you're in the Canberra area, I have a Canberra Comedy Festival show on the 18th of March.
Sam Siller?
Sam Siller. Him and I are doing Spitbull. And Bradley Bishop is actually opening for us. So get your tickets
power
in.
Move, dude. Put him on the...
My opener, Bradley Bishop.
Yeah.
So get your tickets to that. They're actually moving a lot quicker than we expected, which is actually really good. So we want to sell out and get an encore show and then hopefully get a third encore show. So if you know anyone in there, wrangle them up and bring them along.
Fucking nice, dude. Mitch?
Mitch Coyne Comedian on Instagram. Check us out here at the Newcastle Comedy Club Fridays, Saturdays, and get amongst the open mic on the Tuesday as well because it's a fucking good time. Ethan?
Yeah, Old Mate Bentley on Instagram. Fucking clips will be up on that. And check out the fucking Patreon. We're going to try and fucking get some more shit going on that this year. Keen for that.
Yeah.
All right, fuckers. Love yous. Catch ya.
Love yous. Thanks.